I also have a confession to make. I have something I need to come clean to you guys about. I'm like, do I have stressed tummy because of the pod?
Do you think our things just like transfer?
I don't know. I'm like, did I get your stressed tummy? Because every time we sit down, I'm like, oh, I have to shit myself. Not just like regular tummy troubles either, but like, oh, I need to have a traumatic bowel movement.
I don't know what to do with that, I guess. Do you want me to keep all that in?
No.
Oh. When I was younger, this one guy, I remember his name too, but I'm not going to name drop. That dude was a bitch. This was like fifth or sixth grade. But he would like pants people while they were pissing at the urinals.
Which is literally assault, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's not like a practical joke. Like, no, that kid was assaulting people.
He ended up, I think his parents were getting a divorce though, so it all kind of worked itself out.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
He was.
You're right.
But
he's probably acting out.
Yeah, I think he was definitely acting out. But yeah, I don't know where that came from. Oh, I think
wonder
I was
where
just
that
curious.
Kid is now.
When you go to the bathroom in a public, do you take your pants like all the way down, no. Or do you like just keep them around your knees?
Yeah,
you keep them around your knees.
Otherwise, people can see your undies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you take yours all the way down?
No. Well, sometimes I oscillate, I guess.
You just let people see your pentamonis.
Well, let's be clear. I try and really minimize my amount of public shitting if I can help it.
That's true.
The only time I've had to is when I had that, obviously, the airplane story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I traveled. My travels, I didn't have any issues. I got sick right before.
God,
I got horrible, horrible food poisoning.
You got really bad
left
food
over.
Oh, so bad.
Okay, it's for real. Thinking about the hummus is gonna make
don't
me
talk
actually
about
sick.
It. Yeah.
It's making my face warm.
Oh, no.
So I had because I ran. I think I ran like it doesn't matter.
You ran.
I ran.
Quite
I had a good
bit.
Run. I had a good run.
Yeah.
I had a surprisingly good run, and I was feeling great. I was awesome. I was like, oh, I'm gonna travel with no issues. And then that night, the Fire Nation attacked, and I was toilet bound.
You just like kept going to the bathroom, and I was like, oh no.
Well, and eventually, yeah.
This is it.
It was that very, very much a, I don't know which end it's going to come out of, but it needs to get out of my body.
That's the worst when you're sitting on the toilet and you're like preparing for like if it's, if I'm going to vomit, like where would it go?
But yeah, my travels, and then so travel was good for me. My flights were good, unlike yours. Lucky me.
Excuse, I had to burp.
And then
I had the worst fucking travel experience. Not the worst,
you
but it was bad.
Had to fly backwards to fly forwards.
I was so mad because until the day that I die, I will insist if you live in Dallas, Fort Worth, this is nothing against you, but I hate the DFW airport. I will not fly.
I love the
through.
Tram though. I love
no,
the
I hate
tram.
The tram.
You
hate
don't hate
the tram.
Tram.
I do a little now. Okay, also, that's I didn't fair, tell you fair. This. I forgot to tell you
oh,
this.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Beep, beep. First of all, on the way there,
okay.
I had a flight from Tucson to DFW and then to the whatever little regional airport.
Little
I don't
regional
remember.
Airport.
We've never flown through that. It doesn't matter. so
it doesn't matter.
In the time that I've been taking airplane flights by myself.
You've been flying.
Have gotten stuck at DFW overnight. Twice.
Yeah,
I've flown through
crazy.
DFW like, I don't know, five times, six times probably. And like, it's never fun. It's never like good. I hate the DFW airport.
But it's the hub.
It's so stupid. But I've gotten stuck overnight there so many times. Twice. It's a lot to me. That's too many.
That's too many. Too many.
And so I saw that my flight was getting routed through DFW. And I was like, God fucking damn it. I don't want to go to fucking DFW. I was like, I can just feel it. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
Something fucking bad is going to happen. And fucking lo and behold, I wake up, get all my shit together. I'm all fucking prepped.
Yeah.
The dogs are so depressed because they saw you with your suitcase.
I know, I left,
and then they saw me with my suitcase.
I left a week
and they were like, oh, no.
Here we fucking go.
So I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this bitch because these dogs are upset and they're like sad. And like the more time that I spend with my suitcase in front of them, I think the worse it is.
Oh, I think so,
so
too.
I'm like, I got to fucking, you know?
Yeah.
So I go to the airport and I had saw before I left that my flight was delayed. But I was like, just fucking. It's going to be fine, bitch. It's going to be fine.
And not even for weather.
No, it was for maintenance. I'll spare you the dramatics. But what ended up happening is that while I'm at the Tucson airport, I get notifications on my phone. They're like, delayed. And then it was like, so delayed that I was going to miss my cancellation or my connection.
Yeah.
So it was basically like,
roll the dice.
This is fucking useless. Yeah. So I had to decide whether I wanted to rebook my flight or roll the dice and like, maybe we'll make it. Question mark. We probably weren't going to make it. I don't think I would have. So I had to rebook it. And then I had to fly like fucking 3 hours out of the way, like all the way to the bottom of Florida to fly back up to the top of Florida. Yeah. I had to fly from Tucson to LA, then to Miami, and then all the way back up to the fucking top of Florida.
Yeah.
To a different small regional airport. It was so...
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even the one we were supposed to, because I ended
up having to drive an hour and a half. Yeah, out of
to
your
come
way.
Get you.
An hour and a half. My God.
Yeah.
On the way back, though, I got routed through fucking DFW again. And yeah. I'm like, well, who booked these flights? Like, why did I choose this? Like, this is so stupid.
I don't think there's any other way to do it, is there?
I don't know. Probably there isn't, but it doesn't matter. So I'm like, just please, God. Mind you, I'm leaving like the day before Winter Storm Enzo. It's like a big, it was a big winter storm.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like snowing in the panhandle, in case you didn't see. There was pictures
of
people.
Yeah, I got snowed out.
There's pictures of people playing in the snow on the beach. Crazy.
It was crazy.
Just cuckoo. Yeah. Cuckoo
my
bananas.
My one I picked a hotel near Taco Bell specifically as a safety, as a backup plan, as a, this is, if all else fails, and I'm glad the workers didn't have to go to work. They couldn't have gone to work if they wanted to because there was so much snow.
Yeah.
But it was so funny too, watching people sit in the drive through. Like, there would be like four or five cars in the drive through and it's just empty, but they have all the lights on still. But anyways.
Which, like, fair. Yeah. Yeah. So I was fully prepped. I was prepared. I had a feeling something bad was going to happen. But I make it from small regional airport to DFW. And I'm like, first of all, can we just talk about the fact, I was talking to some of my friends about this. The environment inside of DFW is like an autistic sensory hell. It's fucking awful.
More so than any other airport? Or?
Yes. It's so
Why?
Fucking loud.
What happens?
There's nowhere that you can sit that's quiet. You can't get that's away fair. From the fucking main, like, sidewalk thoroughfare thing, which the main walkway is paved or tiled with these tiles that are, like, fucking this big. They're, like, 6-inch little square tiles. And so when people walk over this walkway with all of their luggage, as one is wont to do in an airport, the
really?
Sound is like, go, 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 go. It's like so fucking, so imagine somebody doing that, but like 85 people all going, go, 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 go. It's so fucking irritating. Well, and then on top of that, there's people talking, and then there's like, over the fucking PA system, and it's just like the fluorescent lights, and there's people yelling, and there's people on the sidewalk, and I was just like, I'm gonna rip my eyelids off, like I can't take it here.
When I was there,
it was awful.
When I was there, there was an international flight, and so I think they were talking like Japanese or something or whatever.
Sure.
And
yeah.
So it was just over in a different, but she was like yelling, like it was angry.
Yes. They're just,
like, they're so angry.
Yes.
I get it. I know, dealing with people too, like it's not even their fault, but she
of course,
was so
sure.
angry in
it's
Japanese.
Just like, why are you, yes, why is everyone in here yelling?
Yeah,
so
like, why are you mad at me? I just got here.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make the best of it. My flight landed actually a little bit early, so I'm going to go get myself a little coffee, decaf, and a little brownie, the worst brownie I've ever paid $14 for.
Oh, I believe that. They don't put the prices, do they have prices on it too?
No.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I paid fucking $20 for a McAllister sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
McAllister's is really not that good.
I didn't mind it. I won't lie. But it was weird. It was
not $20.
No, 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 no. Not even close. But also, too, they made my food, left the bag in the little window behind the counter, and they were, like, stalking or doing something. And so my food just sat there for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, at what point is it rude to ask them to grab my food? So eventually, I was like, hey, excuse me, can you just hand me my bag of food? And she looked at me like I was an asshole. And I was like, I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. I was the only one there, too.
That person is an asshole.
I was the only one there.
It's like such a millennial thing, too, to be like, excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. I know that service workers have a really hard time.
Please.
But also, like, give me my fucking food, though.
No,
damn.
I'm starving.
Yeah, that's frustrating. So, yeah, I got myself this little $14 brownie that was really disappointing. And I'm sitting there talking to my friends, trying to just, like, pass the time, right? I'm already at my gate because I'm the airport dad. I'm the person who, like, gets off of my flight, goes and looks at the gate to make sure that the right destination is on the little TV, that there's a gate agent.
You actually go and look?
Oh, yeah.
You don't use the app?
No.
The app gives you little directions.
No, and that's great. But I'm going to go arrive at the gate, even if I'm like 4 hours early. I'm going to arrive at the gate and I'm going to eye contact.
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I do.
Okay.
And then I leave and go like get food or whatever. But like before I like go to the bathroom, get food, situate myself.
Totally.
I will be putting feet in front of the gate to double check.
Just make sure your flight's on the little blue
airports
screen.
Are fucky. Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, that's fair.
So I did that and I'm all settled in. Like I'm locked in, yeah. Right? I'm waiting. It says on my phone, 8 minutes until boarding starts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, just having a cute little fun time, just chit-chatting with my friends. And then I get a notification because I signed up for the text notifications.
Yeah, of course.
And those update usually before the app does. This is like, this is the degree to which I'm like a neurotic freakazoid at the airport.
I feel like based on your experiences, though,
yes, and also it paid off because I get this text message that says, gate change, blah, 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 blah. And I look and it's a different terminal.
Of course.
It's not just a different gate. It's a completely different terminal. If you've never been to the DFW airport, the way that you get from terminal to terminal
is by the tram.
Is on this tram, which is very much like a subway car, whatever,
that
right?
That little bitch is quick.
It moves.
It moves. That thing moves. I love when people don't hold on to it too, and then they're not ready for it, and they...
Oh, just wait. That's part of the story.
Oh, no.
So I was like, fuck, because I look at my phone, and I'm like, God fucking damn it, dude. Like, yeah. I don't want to transfer terminals. That's so annoying. But I look up. And I see everybody else at the gate looking at their phone and then look up. And we all make eye contact with each other and start fucking running. People just start running. And I'm like, God fucking damn it, dude. Like, I'm fucking fat. I'm in pain. I'm irritated. And I just got a fucking mocha thing, like a hot coffee. That's going to fucking...
There's no rest. I can't. There's
yeah,
no
so
rest
I'm like,
on this trip.
I put my thumb over the thing. And I'm like running like as much as I can with my fucking thing. And I find a trash can and dump my fucking $14 brownie and my coffee in there so that I could fucking run appropriately and start fucking running. And I get up the fucking escalator and into the thing. I actually got lucky. I got there right as one of the things arrived. So I just like,
feeling.
Yeah,
yes.
So good. So I get into the thing and I find myself a nice little spot that's next to one of the chairs. I never sit because just like, in case somebody needs a seat, I don't need it.
I just stand too.
So I find myself a nice little spot next to the chairs where I'm like leaning on a thing, but I'm holding onto the pole. I'm situated. I'm like, whatever. I'm texting you also like, fuck this fucking airport. I fucking hate this place. Like, God fucking damn it. Right. And I'm just like, minding my business. And then we start moving. We're great. We make it to our next gate. And it's like 18 fucking stops until my next. And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, I swear to God, if they did this on purpose, if they like changed our gate or whatever to make a bunch of people miss the flight because they overbooked it or something, I'm going to come unfucking glued. Like, I'm just like, get to the gate. I can't deal with this. Right. So I am waiting. And the next thing, the gates open up, the doors, whatever. Somebody gets on and it's like a fucking, she's like, 18, 19, you know, like college age kid. I don't know if this was like the first time that she had been flying alone or had just never been in the DFW airport before. I'd never been in like a subway type thing car before. But she, the door is closed. She's holding on to nothing. She's got her hands just right in front of her suitcase.
Oh, no. She's about to get her shit rocked.
Yeah. And so then the thing starts moving and she like, whoop, like starts to fucking fall down. And I'm like, I feel fucking bad. So because she's standing like next to me. So I like scoot forward a little bit so that she can grab onto the other pole. So there's space for her to like, you know. So then she situates herself back there. But then she kind of like fucking pushes me out of the way so that she can like have more space and like hang on to something. So now I'm just fucking dangling off of a pole. What? There's nowhere
fuck
for me to lean.
Kids. That's why I say
there's
fuck
no way
them
for me
kids.
To fucking lean on anything. And like, I, in case you didn't know, I hurt my knee recently. So my fucking knee's like locked up. Yeah. And I'm like, I swear to God, if I hurt my fucking middle-aged knee because some fucking teeny bopper pushed my ass out of the way, I was this close to turning around and being like, hey, I did that as a kindness for you. So fuck you.
You should have knocked her ass down.
I was so mad. But I was like, Mickey, that's crazy. That's cuckoo bananas behavior. Don't
but
do
the
that.
The airport does that to you.
It does.
The airport does that to you.
Well,
it
it's
makes
just like,
you,
after
it,
all of these bad things have happened, I'm just like, I just want to fucking go home.
Like, I don't care about anything
like,
or anyone.
I just want to see my babies. I just want to go home and see my dogs. I want to lay on the couch in my underpants.
I have the most irrational thoughts in the airport, without a doubt.
And thankfully, like, I keep them inside. You know, I have the self-control to be like, Mickey, that's an inside thought.
But
that's
when
something
they feel
that you
good.
Fantasize about, but you don't actually do. Don't turn around and yell at people. That's mean. So I didn't. But like, if you're that girl, that was rude. And you should think about that the next time you're at the fucking airport, because
So you're not nice.
So yeah, I spent 18 stops trying to fucking brace myself, like a cat. Fucking like dangling a cat. Off of this thing. Yeah, and there was some lady who was probably like 10, 15 years older than me, like braced all perfectly without like a thing to like lean
impressive.
On.
It's
and I'm like,
impressive.
Listen, she was like looking at me weird, and I wanted so bad to be like, my joints are fucked. Like, it's not my fault.
Okay? But also too, no, it's hard.
Like,
even that,
be fucking.
I was trying to put my little arm around it, and then I just like, hang on to it.
Yes,
just...
that's what I had done. But I fucking moved to be nice. And I spent the whole fucking time, especially when you go around the bend and it's like now you're bracing this way and then you're getting pushed this way and then you're bracing this way and it's like all...
No.
I was so mad.
Unless it's like...
Ooh, I was so mad.
It would have to be like an old person and they would just have to come up to me and be like, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. And I'd be like, okay, you can have some of this handrail. But otherwise, like... I'm like, nah, you can go fucking... you sit your ass down.
Well, that was the thing also, that really got me is that there were still seats.
That's crazy.
Go sit your ass down.
Go sit down. Go sit down.
What are you doing pushing me out of the way?
Also,
like,
hey, if you work at Dia, can we get some hand sanitizers outside the... Like,
literally.
Why do we not have hand sanitizers?
Or like a fucking water
tram?
Bottle filler,
yeah,
maybe? Why do I have to fill my water bottle in the fucking water fountain?
Dude, Tucson does it so right.
Tucson Airport is so good, dude.
I know.
There's a water bottle filler,
yeah,
like right outside of the gates. There's hand sanitizer everywhere.
Like,
a good portion of the people are wearing masks, actually, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, and also the path when you get off of a flight towards your baggage claim, straight line.
Straight line. Yeah.
Straight line.
No.
There's no.
And granted, it's not big. It's not DFW big.
Sure,
but
it's a tiny airport, but I'm just saying, like, the planning. Immaculate.
It's good.
It's good. I'm going to miss the Tucson airport.
Same. Yeah.
Anyways, that was our traveling experience. The trip was fine.
The trip
we
was
didn't
fine.
Really learn anything.
Basically everything.
It didn't help.
Everything was as it is. I like Florida.
We like the
it
area
sucks,
that we were
such
in.
Actually, the area we were in, honestly, like, not many complaints for me.
Yeah. I think if we
the area
were,
we decided we want to live.
Yes.
No complaints for me.
I think if we were black, we would have had a very different experience.
Of course. Of course. And,
you know,
again, the privilege we
yeah, no,
we
like
use it to
that's
we use
like,
it for good
that's
as
true.
Much as we can.
But at least the area that we were in wasn't like
your hair definitely was a standout.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You were definitely a
I got a lot of the elevator eyes
uh-huh.
and a lot of the things.
Yeah. Also, there's so many goddamn fucking churches out there.
There's a lot of
Fuck
churches.
Me.
A lot of churches.
Like, there aren't even
it's
that
little,
many people that live
weird.
Out there. How can there be so many churches?
They all must have six congregants, I guess. I don't know.
The water out there? I thought Florida water. Six mm-hmm. congregants? Is that
I'm
the
like,
right
I'm
word?
I'm like, is that the word? I don't know.
Congressional member? No, it doesn't matter.
Congressional member. Six congress people each.
I thought Florida Beach was like California Beach. But
yeah,
that
no.
Thing, that beach shits on California Beach.
Yeah. I have said for a long time, actually, that I don't find California beaches to be all that great.
I don't find them to be
maybe
great
that's
at all.
A hot take,
I
but I don't like great. California beaches.
Also, don't California beaches have fucking tar?
Probably.
I think
also,
I remember getting tar on my foot from
the
it.
The water is always fucking cold.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
like freezing.
Not
like even during like the height of summer, it's not like, oh, Mickey's just a baby and the water's
yeah.
like a little chilly. It's like the water's fucking freezing.
Like all the time.
Freezing.
Yeah, no.
Like I don't want to get in this water because it's so cold all the goddamn time.
I
don't like it. I'm sorry.
I had the fried food out there though. Damn.
Oh, in
and
Florida.
And the barbecue.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I
Damn.
Think what
I
we're losing in Mexican food,
we
you're gaining in like soul food and barbecue. So
I had never had fried catfish before,
mm-hmm.
and we had it from this dingy ass mom and pop place. Oh,
yeah,
man, that shit was good.
Yeah, you really liked that.
That was
I love
really
that
good.
For you, honestly.
With some good tartar, I love good tartar sauce.
You really do like fried fish. That's not really my thing. I just
no,
I'm a little
I,
touchy around
fish, like
fish generally.
I just like fish.
Yeah,
I really
really
always...
unless it's like. Salmon that we've made at home mm. and I'm really in the mood for it. It's
yeah.
kind of like
but a good salmon. I treat salmon like a steak. Like it doesn't really some lemon
yeah.
and like salt and pepper, but otherwise like a yeah. good salmon should stand on its own.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
Or swim on its own, I guess.
Swim on its own. Its own. Flop on its own,
yeah.
really. Yeah.
Treats.
Are you opening up your Red Bull?
I haven't had a Red Bull in a very long time. I sometimes wonder or I sometimes debate taking up smoking because I feel like a cigarette after sex would be really good. And I feel like sometimes this is like as close. You don't think so?
No.
People talk about that, like a cigarette after sex. No?
I don't. I get it. I just don't think that would call to me.
It looks like that thing.
Like, I think I'm just like softer than
you.
You
think you're softer than me? I don't believe that.
As far as sex is concerned, I want to be cuddled and, you know.
No, yes, of course. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like the, I'm just saying, I feel like the, I don't know.
I get the appeal of it. Yeah. Like, the visual of it is very enticing.
I feel like, too, smoking is just cool.
No, I get that.
Not, like, smoking isn't good for you. I'm never going to smoke.
It's not cool, actually. What show were we? What you mean is, like, the, it's associated with, like, the cool guy aesthetic, yeah, like, which I, you get know, like,
I get
saying,
it. Yeah. I get it. But I, we were watching, what was that show we watched where they asked the questions? They were talking about ice.
Oh, my gosh.
It's meth,
you
right?
Can't ask that.
Yes.
Yes, or, like, some type of amphetamines. Shout out, I don't know if they want me to mention them by name.
It.
Shout out to our friend, one of our Discord friends, because the show was really good.
They were talking about meth initially, and they're like, it's the best thing. It makes sex the best you've ever had.
Uh-huh.
You like
you're just like flying and like all this
stuff. All of your endorphins are
and
on
I
like
was
a
like,
thousand.
They're why like, are this we is... talking about this in such a positive
yeah,
way? Like,
I was
this
like,
sounds
I was like,
great.
I was like, damn, are we missing out on doing hard drugs? And then they get to and they're like, oh, what have you lost? And like everything.
Yeah.
I've lost my house, my teeth.
In the span of 2 months, my entire life is shit. Yeah.
I've been to jail 3 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
I
that's
still
the...
think about it and I still can't
yes.
escape it and like all this.
It
and
takes,
I was
like all of my willpower to not... You know,
fair enough.
Do drugs.
Like, there basically. It is. There yeah. it is. But also, it was nice to see an honest representation of mm-hmm. it. Because I feel like as children on, like, just the tail end of the DARE era.
Yeah.
All of the discussion about it was just like, it's all terrible. And you'll hate it. And it's all awful. And it's never
truly.
Good. And, like, I appreciate getting to learn about it in an honest way. Because somebody being like, oh, no, it's fucking amazing. Like,
yes.
the experience of it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
But so not worth it. Like,
truly.
Never in a million years worth that. Because it... completely fucking ruins your life. I'm like, oh, okay. No, that's fair. I can get behind that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just smoke weed instead.
I... yeah. So, I can't wait to watch more episodes of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
mm-hmm.
of, I can't wait for more episodes.
Oh, my God. You guys, I have a sickness. I have an affliction.
Mickey does have a sickness.
It's
I did.
So good.
By through recommendation, and I was had time to kill, so I was like,
yeah.
oh, all I had was Netflix. And I was like, okay, let me try this fucking Dandadan.
Mm-hmm.
And I, first 3 episodes, I hated that shit. I fucking, I could not stand
that
show.
Which I don't get at all, because after the first episode, I was like, this is some good shit.
No, I was like,
I'm on this shit.
You know what's so funny? I watched the first 2 episodes, and I went to bed, because I was like, not...
Sure.
Or like whatever about it.
I think you might have just been depressed.
That's a total possibility. That's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
I watch some of my best anime when I'm depressed.
Well, and I think you're just sad when we're not together.
That's fair. That's
which like same.
Time and time again would prove that to be true.
But I watched the first episode of it while we were
together. Yeah.
So I think that made it easier for me to.
I'm not gonna lie.
I
literally only came back for that 3rd episode for the intro music. Truly, genuinely. That's like
that's the sickness
for me.
I have.
That's like that might have that was like that's not the the soundtrack as a whole is good too.
Yeah.
But like that's,
oh yeah.
Like that's like almost
the intro,
like cresting Eureka 7 for
the
me
intro goes so hard, dude. I hope you don't change
nuts
it.
Creepy Nuts is good. Why?
Creepy Nuts is great.
Creepy Nuts is great.
That's the artist who created, sings, performs
the intro.
The intro. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it.
So
I'll try
good.
To link a YouTube video.
The intro
in the description.
Itself, the
literally, it's just it's so good.
Art style, the the character dynamics, also the
so good.
The exposition,
obsessed.
The exposition of good guys and bad guys.
Yeah,
truly, like the ballerina one.
I know.
Truly, also the little crab. I truly, genuinely, that
amazing.
Is like, also, they fucking
they're flipping
the pacing
those
on the show. It's not like it's being like Vox Machina is like an animation. Like
mm-hmm.
I feel like they fucking were like fucking machine gunning like plot through us. But
I
like.
I don't know. I love the Vox Machina like show, but it's so. I feel like I'm
fucking,
just like being
like, oh my
fucking,
god, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fire hose.
You don't get a chance to breathe, but I feel
no,
like the
this
pacing.
This is like quick.
It was it's
still,
quick, but like it's so.
But it's good.
It's like impact. Like everything they do is like with impact. I feel
yes.
like, and I don't. There's just like I don't know how to describe it per se.
Yeah, I think the problem is that Vox Machina is trying to get through like a. 2 years, a year and
of
a half
course, totally.
Of content in like a few seasons. But this was like well paced. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ballerina episode.
Clear.
No, 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 of course not. There's a ballerina episode that just like
no words, no
actually,
nothing.
Yes.
Just music and visuals.
I think it broke
it was,
me a little.
That's so fair.
Oh, so good though.
But also like the back just great.
It kind of reminds me, if you've ever watched Tomo-chan as a girl, the dynamics between the two main characters kind of reminds me of that, where it's like just silly little teen romance.
Yeah, I love kind the school. Yeah. I love a good balance of the school shit. Like,
it's like silly and mm-hmm. funny, but then there's like monster fighting and, you know, yeah. like anime stuff.
Anime just, stuff.
You know, like yeah. the type of well, animes like, that we normally watch are like, bah, 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 also bah, I love bah, the like, beating people up,
evolution
you know?
Of bad guys getting more badder.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. so good. I'm so obsessed good. With it.
Definitely
honestly,
recommend.
Watch it for the title, the intro only. Because it literally will change your life.
I think it's. I would watch the whole thing.
No. I yes, would recommend definitely. It. But if even if you're like, I don't know, Mickey, go watch it. Like, just go listen to the intro, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I could watch this show.
We did also.
It's so good. I really want to get a print or something of something like some of the stills from the intro oh, so because good. The art style mm-hmm. is so.
I know it's so
good.
Fun.
It's just like very graphic.
BoJack has been pretty good too. We've been watching
yeah.
BoJack. Yeah. We should have probably saved recommendations for the end.
Yeah.
We'll talk about BoJack at the end.
Maybe. Okay. We have a couple more recs. We'll talk about them at the end. Do we want to talk about radical unschooling?
Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. So I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon we do.
I
don't know shit about this, but I just know it's going to piss me off.
Oh, it's gonna. Okay. So I got a recommendation to watch a video from Savvy Reads Books, who I've gotten recommended her content a couple of times and have just not really gotten around to it. So I was like, okay, I'm sitting down. We're watching the thing. First of all, like snaps and claps for Savvy because the channel is amazing. The content is like so well laid out yeah. and just very well researched, which like obviously I respect. Savvy should have more subscribers, by the way. I think she's just about to crest 100K.
What?
So like go oh, subscribe to her channel.
I just always assume this is like some million
I know
YouTube, like someone
I'm so
way
used to being
than,
yeah teeny yeah, tiny but tiny no fish. She's just behind where we're at yeah. and her channel's so good, so go subscribe to her channel if you haven't. But she made a video about radical unschooling, which I'm vaguely aware of.
I'm unaware of it, but I've been trying to guess what it is this whole time. I still
okay,
don't know.
Let's do that. Tell me what you think it is. Like give me a guess.
I already
I'll,
know
I'll
this
give
is
you
gonna
a hint.
Be
it's related to homeschooling.
It's gonna be some crunchy of. Granola bullshit, fucking right wing propaganda machine bullshit.
Okay.
Teaching kids how to fucking work in factories for 16 hours. Oh, did it lose its
It's not good anymore.
Do you want yeah. some?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
It will make me shit my pants and make my meds ineffective. So pass.
Because also I keep like unlearning, unschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Are we like anti-schooling? Like, I feel like this is some...
Okay.
I feel like this is some Russian propaganda, I'm sure, that's wormed its way into people's Instagram reels
okay.
because it's so goddamn... Meta is so goddamn hard on for fucking right wing bullshit.
They are. They are.
So at its core, I feel like unschooling, unlearning, what's it called?
Radical unschooling.
Radical unschooling. Mm-hmm. It's probably not gonna be very radical. It's probably just be like you weigh things with your fucking hands and your dick and like don't use any tools for anything.
That's what you think radical unschooling is?
No, not actually.
Okay.
But I feel like it just doesn't involve science. Or mathematics, okay. or anything based in reality or fact. So that's my guess.
Okay, I mean, you're not really that far off. So generally speaking, let's be clear. Unschooling is a sort of umbrella term that encompasses okay. some things that are not that bad. Radical unschooling, generally speaking, is going to be
sounds
bad
stupid.
Across the board.
Like, I think like we
much.
Should be unschooling... Like the traditional American education system because they don't teach us shit about shit.
Yes.
Especially like historical things within our own
yes.
country because it's really important that
yeah.
we make marginalized people look like the bad guys at all times. But anyways. Uh-huh.
So unschooling generally is going to be a principle of homeschooling or a type of homeschooling that some parents use because the American traditional like public school system has flaws.
Okay.
Right?
And Meemaw and Peepaw are probably teaching this to their...
Well, there are some parents who use it because, like, their kids are neurodivergent, for example.
Okay.
And, like, they lack access to education that's going to be actually...
Helpful and useful and...
Yeah, well, and, like, affirming of
okay.
that,
that's
right?
Fair. Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah. Or, like, for kids who are disabled or kids who, you know, I don't know, just, like, don't really meet the... sort of standard
okay.
Expectation for the American school system.
Okay.
There are also parents who...
Like another avenue for education.
Yes. Yeah. There are also parents who might choose to do it because like maybe they live in a rural area and like they don't want their kids going to school in
yeah.
like a conservative alt-right wing kind of, you know, erasing history type of thing.
Yes.
So unschooling is an approach where basically you're trying to break from the traditional school structure.
Okay.
Kind of like Montessori, but different.
Okay, you're losing me and then you're gaining me and you're losing me and you're gaining me.
Generally speaking, unschooling can be a way where you're teaching your kids things in a more real life application type of way, mm-hmm. right? So when it's done well, unschooling is something where you still have a curriculum, you still have goals, you're still aiming to have your kids meet the, you know, like being able to read by a certain milestone or being able to do X, Y, or Z
with
by a certain milestone. No,
are.
Not radical unschooling, just unschooling. But you're doing it in a way where it's like based in a more real life application, right? So maybe instead of trying to force your kids to learn about currency and money by just sitting and doing the worksheets, setting up our living room to do a fake grocery store.
Yeah, right. Like I had someone talk to us about this. They were like, my kid's final project for them to graduate is to start a YouTube channel.
Sure.
And like teach other people about something.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's
yeah.
a cool skill. Like, I exactly. like respect.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people who are good parents and doing unschooling, the hope is that you're giving your kid the opportunity to learn in a more practical way, in a way that better prepares them to like...
For real life, like actually...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, and in a way that's more like inclusive, right? So if your kids are neurodivergent, maybe unschooling looks like not forcing them to sit still for 8 consecutive hours.
Or make them get up at 6:30 a.m.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
But doing, you know, like an hour at a time and then taking a break and then, you know, going back to school and then we take a break, whatever. However... Radical unschooling is basically just like not fucking teaching your kids things.
It's like probably what the fundies are doing if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the problem with this is that a lot of the United States doesn't have standard curriculum or legal minimums about homeschooling your kids.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
can take your kid out of school and say that you're homeschooling them and like they don't have to meet certain benchmarks. They don't have to pass standardized exams. You can basically just give them a fucking certificate at the end of all of this and say they graduated high school. That's it. There's like such low standards in some states. There's a section of Savvy's YouTube video. I'll link that in the description too. Go watch it. Where she talks about the homeschooling requirements for like Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Cause, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, so really what you have to do is find a person and decide on a curriculum and like one other thing. And she was like, well, I said I wasn't going to read you all of it, but I just did. That's the whole expectations for the state of Idaho.
You have to meet with someone?
You have to find an instructor. It can be you or a family member.
Okay.
You have to decide on a curriculum.
Do you have to show that curriculum to anyone or?
I don't know. Probably. Probably not. I don't know. And like, that's it.
Do they get a diploma after that? Or?
Well, yeah, you just print one off. You just give it to them. They don't get one from the state. You just... Congratulations, you graduated from the homeschool of the Stevens family. Ta-da! But, like, they don't even get a GED at the end of this. It's, like a fake... Yeah. So, but the problem with this is it's not even just that we're not providing kids with, like, proper education.
Yeah.
It's that for a lot of these radical unschooling families, they are actively opposed to teaching their kids anything. There was one Facebook post, Savvy, this is the kind of like investigative journalism you love to see. She joined a Facebook group, Snaps and Claps.
Oh, you used to do that too.
Yeah.
I missed that phase.
Yeah. Snaps and Claps.
No, I meant the Facebook joining group.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Yes. She joined this Facebook group purely to observe. She didn't engage or do anything, which like we love. And she saw a lot of like really troubling things. One of the posts that she saw that she shows in her YouTube video is about this family, this mom.
Yeah.
Who's like, my kid wants to learn more about math because he really likes it. So does anyone have radical unschooling recommendations for like a booklet or something that I could give him? Like a math booklet that sort of fits more with radical unschooling, right?
So math.
In theory, like, well, okay, yes. But in theory, like, this is not a bad question to be asking.
Agreed.
Right? Your kid wants to learn more.
About a subject.
And that's what a lot of these radical unschooling people yam on about is like, well, we learn or we teach our kids by like meeting them where they're at. They're going to ask you questions. And so you answer them and that's how you teach them things.
It's giving, what's that video topic we uncovered where you could drive wherever you want on the roads?
Sovereign citizens.
It's giving sovereign citizen.
Yeah. But so this kid is asking I want to learn more math. Can I please have a booklet?
Yes.
And so the mom's asking for a recommendation to give her kid. And the moms in this Facebook group like piled on her, basically saying like a booklet does not align with radical unschooling. And so you shouldn't give it to him.
So whatever you know, you can teach your kid. So if you don't know shit about math.
Correct. This is my big beef with homeschooling too.
In
theory just get generationally dumber.
Because you can only be as smart.
Which you're never going to absorb all of that. You're not going to get 100%.
Information. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're like dogpiling on this mom saying like, you can't do that. Don't give it to him. This isn't radical unschooling.
Don't give him information. And she's like, how dare you?
Basically saying like, well, my kid asked me this question. So I thought that this, you know, that's what we're supposed to be doing is like answering our kids' questions and whatever. And they're like, well, maybe you should ask your kid why he wants a booklet because clearly he learned that from somewhere. So he's like seeing media or something where he's learning about regular school, which is not good. Like he probably thinks that he's supposed to want a booklet. And so that's why he wants it. Like you need to change his expectations.
And these are the people having kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are a lot of radical unschooling influencers, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Like actually a lot?
I mean, like a small amount. Yeah, it's like a whole niche of TikTok. There's a couple of them that
TikTok
are like...
TikTok is just not the same anymore. Also, quick shout out. Fuck you, TikTok. Actually, fuck you. And honestly, most systems in place. Fuck most things. Fuck most of you, honestly.
Not you guys.
But like...
Never you guys.
If you haven't been dropping fuck-ems lately, like...
Yeah.
I don't know
fuck
what you're
Meta
doing.
In particular, I know.
Like, there's a lot of
I want off
to be
Meta
had.
So bad. I'm sort of stuck on it for the time being, but
we
I
have
want
done
off Meta
such a good
bad.
Job, though. I am so goddamn proud of us. We have because also like I had limited service out there, mm-hmm. and like we really kind of did a detox. One of my friends right now,
yeah.
is cold turkey tobacco.
That
and
was us.
I feel like that was us. With like TikTok. That's us. I played a lot of solitaire. I haven't gotten better, but I played a lot.
That's not true. You've gotten a lot better.
I got that 118 game.
Yeah.
And it's been just
118 moves.
Boo 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 since. But anyways, fuck you, TikTok. Please
yeah, it's just
on.
Not the same. It was political theater and it was all a stunt
and it's
designed
so
to manipulate
goddamn,
us and it makes me mad.
It's
so transparent.
I don't have any
disappointments. It's not even good.
I don't have any disappointments left. I don't have any disappointments.
Well, the year is young.
The year is incredible. I feel again.
It's not been that long, and I'm again, like, this month will never end.
I will probably age 16 years in the next 4 years.
I think I'm
going to
age 16 years in the next 4 years,
Sean
too.
Sean Connery. Sorry, please continue. Thank you for a tangent.
No, that's okay. So, yeah, there's a couple of radical unschooling influencers on TikTok that say things like, they refuse to teach their kids.
Oh, this is going
to
be so good.
Like anything. Like reading especially comes up a lot where they, like one of these influencers, their kid is like 9 or 6. Uh-huh. I can't remember if their kid's
big
9 or if their kid's 6. Yeah, you're right.
It's fine.
No, you're right. It's because my brain transposes numbers sometimes. So I'm like, is it 6 or is it 9? I don't remember.
It's fine.
But their kid doesn't know how to read yet.
Huh.
I think their kid was 9 and doesn't know how to read yet.
Honestly, impressive.
And
good
they
for
were
him.
Like, well, he'll learn when he's ready.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree.
And they say these weird things, too, about how like, well, you know, sure, maybe my kid doesn't know how to read like yours, but he's free. Is your kid free?
Yeah, is he free?
Or does your kid have to go to prison by going to school every
Man.
Day? And then they compare inmates to kids going to traditional school like. She talks about how, you know, my kid's free and whatever. And she's like, you know, maybe there's lots of things that inmates know that I don't know, but I'm free. And so, you know, I don't feel bad about not knowing those things. And like, hello?
The
like,
army
did you
is,
just wander in off the street? Like, are you okay?
The army is going to love that kid.
It's just, stop that. That's mean. It's just so sad though.
My empathy meter is low. But like yeah. also, that's because like also.
Well, it's sad for the kid. Like I feel bad
no,
for that
that's
child.
That's what I'm saying. Like as an adult, you like you're like actively being like,
you're holding your
how
kid
can
back.
I make my kid as dumb as fucking rocks?
Yeah. Well, and then the other
what
thing.
What life is that for the like? What
because
do you,
they say these things about like wanting to give their kid all the opportunities they can
by
and
making
like
them.
Illiterate.
Dumber than a brick.
Literally illiterate. Yes. One of the moms says, you know, because they people that. People ask them questions all the time
yeah.
about like, what if your kid wants to go to college? What if your kid wants to be a doctor or a lawyer?
Oh, how about anything?
But like
about fucking anything.
And like, yes, not even just because like your kid has not met the traditional milestones. And like, listen, I'm the first one to criticize the American school system because it sucks. It's like so bad, right? And we are all unfortunately operating within the confines of our three-dimensional world. And so while I can disagree with things like the traditional American school system, if we had children, I would still, generally speaking, want them to abide by like a rough estimate for like milestones and things like that.
Well, also too, you want them...
Like if your kid is in like... fourth, fifth, sixth grade and doesn't know how to read, then we have a problem.
It's also, again, the thing, too, where, like, you should be instilling a sense of curiosity.
Yes.
Problem solving, critical thinking.
Exactly.
Like, learning. Like, the ability to learn.
A desire to learn.
To teach yourself.
Yes.
Like, and also,
well, and that's
again,
what they
too,
say
like,
they're doing by doing radical unschooling.
We would have been such good parents. And it's a shame that we aren't. But it's fine.
But it's not for us.
It's not for us. We get to sit here and teach you guys stuff about like this.
Yeah, we can talk about stuff like this with you guys.
Yeah. But yeah, like I just don't, it's like, you know what it is? And you know what I come back to with this? Hmm. And I know I might sound like a conspiracy theorist again.
No, say it.
But it's just a thing where like when another country wants to beat another country, you know what you do is you make the people dumb and stupid.
Yep.
And also, you know what else who wants people dumb and stupid?
Yeah.
Is CEOs and billionaires.
Yeah.
Because then they just get good little worker bees who don't have a lot of thoughts going on up there. And I don't care because I feel like really like
well,
what else? Who
because
else?
You have no other recourse for feeding yourself.
Literally.
Because
you have
again,
to,
we all have to operate within the confines of our three-dimensional world.
AKA money.
Meaning we need money. So this is the thing. I will die on the hill. I'm going to make a main channel video talking about this and sort of, you know, hopefully.
Has you already had this thought that I had had?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I feel so validated.
Snaps and claps for you also. I'm hoping to sort of put all of this together, but
cool.
The current political environment that we're all in, it's really important that we interrogate like the origins.
Aggressively.
Of things like this, of movements like this, right? Because it's not a coincidence that a lot of these people who are radical unschoolers also happen to be conservative alt-right
big
politically,
fucking
right?
Surprise.
Yes.
Who could have fucking guessed?
Also, just because I forgot to say this earlier, that mom who got asked, like, what if your kid wants to be a doctor or a lawyer? She was like, well, he'll probably want to be an entrepreneur like me because kids want to do what they see. And he sees me being a successful entrepreneur. Guess what kind of entrepreneur she is?
Chucking pearls, hurls, curls.
MLMs, baby. Yeah.
Boss babes.
I know.
Unite.
But in the current political environment that we're in, it's not a coincidence that all of these radical unschooling people who are also conservative, alt-right, are actively
Are they homesteading too? I hope they're homesteading while they're at it.
Probably. They're actively disenfranchising themselves and their children from the skills that they need to, like, for example, actively interrogate political propaganda.
Also, if I had to guess, my white alarm is going off. Are they typically white?
Yes, absolutely they are. Of course they are.
They like want to be oppressed so
this
badly.
This is a real problem. Like these people are choosing to disadvantage their children and make it almost impossible for them to become adults who can think critically, who can engage thoughtfully and can like discern misinformation and disinformation so that they sort of just like gobble up this propaganda that's being fed to them about racism, about prejudice, about all of these like fake enemies that they're supposedly
keep them stupid and scared, you know?
Yes, exactly. That's literally like
stupid and afraid.
That's literally the political platform that the conservative alt-right is putting their hopes and dreams on, because also the sad part is that it works.
You know what the crazy part is too? You know why I think I'm so like exhausted and like have so little is I feel like we're watching a rerun.
I know.
Like it just feels like a rerun.
I know.
Like read a fucking book.
I know.
Like even,
well, but
even,
I think that's,
even our
I mean,
history
that's
class,
the other thing though. It's like those kids, like it's not their fault.
It's not the kids' fault, to be so clear. Like I'm not blaming the kids.
No, I know. But I mean, but there are adults now who were those kids, right? And maybe not from radical unschooling.
Sure.
But kids who were like, you know, deeply or severely impoverished.
Yeah.
Kids who grew up without the opportunity to like
learn and
be curious and like especially kids who grew up with parents that didn't give a damn, you know, and like deeply traumatized those children. And so they became
those
little worker bees.
To be...
Yes. Who also were fed and then regurgitated prejudice and racism. And like, I want to be clear, it's everybody's job to interrogate our own biases and to like fucking try harder, right? Like yeah. learn.
At least try.
Yes, of course. And I don't think it's fair to like throw the book at people for not like not being able to learn things because like if you're functionally illiterate, it's a lot harder to unlearn those things, you know?
But I feel like at what point do we, like when it's like hateful ignorance?
Yes.
Like
yeah.
when it, like at what point?
No, fuck those parents for sure.
Yeah.
Those parents fucking suck.
Okay, dope. Cool.
No, yeah.
That's how I feel about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely fuck those fucking parents.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking mean. Besides the fact it's that it's so mean to your kids. And it's cruel, it's fucking, it's contributing to a generational problem because if your kid is functionally illiterate, it's
stupid,
and then has to, you know, have children because you're not going to let them escape this lifetime without having fucking children.
Oh, I'm sure we're teaching an abstinence only too.
Yeah. Then what tools do they have to educate their own children?
Well, they'll learn. They'll ask the question.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a real scary problem. Savvy talks in her video too about how reading and writing, like our ability to use language, a lot of people assume that it's something that comes naturally to human beings, and it so is not.
No.
Which I didn't really think about this before she talked about it, mm-hmm. but when we're little and we're learning about phonics and spelling yeah. and like, you know, how we can basically now look at a series of lines and dots
and
turn that into the right sounds to communicate with yeah. another person. That's a skill that we learned when we were super small. And so we probably don't remember that, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't a thing we had to really try to learn.
Well, I think it's like learning another language and then also like yes. learning the slang within another language.
Yes.
And like yeah. the connotation for that is like yeah. such an, like learning like regular by the book Spanish is
yes,
a lot fucking
it's so different than like conversational than Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's why we learn languages easier when we're a child,
yeah.
right? Because that's, your brain is just like more flexible at that time.
Spongy.
But, yes, exactly. But so as adults, trying to make up for the deficit that was imposed on you by your parents is like really hard. So the older that they get, and the less skills that they have because you fucked them and, yeah. and didn't let them fucking learn the things that they were supposed to learn, the worse and worse this problem becomes.
Well, also, too, they're growing up with fucking parents who are teaching them that I'm saying, of course, again, like, fuck most systems in place, especially
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But, like, also teaching them a distrust for everything.
Yes.
So, like, also, too, you don't know what you don't know. So how do you yes. know to ask questions about things you don't yes. know about?
Exactly.
So it's just this reciprocal, perpetual, like you yeah. would only know.
Yes.
They would only know what they have access to know mm-hmm. about. So like.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing too, is
like fucking on top goddamn of, Little House on the Prairie out here.
Yes. On top of the fact that they're disenfranchising these kids and like literally robbing them of their language yeah. skills and like basic human literacy skills, they're also teaching them this like paranoia, right? Like the
yeah,
distrust,
right,
like you were
bat.
Saying. Because teaching children to have a healthy skepticism of like the government, for example,
yeah.
is very different than teaching your kids to have a paranoid obsession and distrust of everything and everyone yeah. that isn't a white man, basically.
Basically.
Like those are two wholly different things. And I think it also comes along with a healthy knowledge of critical thinking. Right? Because teaching a child to be skeptical, like a healthy skepticism, and also to encourage curiosity and yeah. critical thinking, turns into an adult who doesn't just believe the things that they're told, but says like, oh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like look that up. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to look up in a book. I'm going to ask somebody who I know is an expert in that topic, whether that's true or not.
Yeah.
Right? Before I just take that on as like, of course that's true, you know? That's a healthy and valuable skill to have as an adult. But yeah. teaching a child to just be paranoid of everything causes them to be reclusive and teaches them to be yeah. these insular and racist and judgmental and prejudiced people because they just like fold inward and refuse to trust anybody who's not a white man, basically.
Speaking of that too, because I was also wondering, I was like, wow, like talk about like, I was just thinking to myself, like what a way to throw away your privilege. But also yeah. at the same time, it's like actually the most privileged take.
Yes, absolutely
to, like,
it is.
Take your kids, raise them to be dumb as fucking rocks mm-hmm. and then have these like probably outward also too like their people skills
in the trash
non fucking existent. I can only imagine.
Yeah. Well,
so like
the
imagining
thing.
Them
yeah.
interacting with people in society like, you know what I'm saying? But yes, also too,
probably being fucking rude and selfish and fucking unkind.
But also talk about white mediocrity too, because yeah, like, I know. Still probably still not feeling like if a marginalized
person.
This
is some real generational wealth bullshit.
Literally, because if a marginalized person, like on top of already being disadvantaged in every other way possible.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine them also being illiterate?
No.
Or not having people skills or like knowing how to interact?
Well, that's the thing that is like so fucking infuriating too, is that like the history of like Black people, for example, in this country, having to literally fight through violence and oppression and marginalization and imprisonment in order to get the right to learn how to read,
to
learn how to vote, or not to learn how to vote, but to vote and like to access all of their civil liberties is really not that long ago.
No, like there's like
those
the pictures
people,
are black and white, but there are color pictures.
Those
of, like,
people are still alive. Like some of those people are still alive.
Yes.
Hello? But like this is like such a white mediocrity thing of like, actually we think it's cool to not know how to read. Like,
wouldn't that be so cool if we didn't teach ourselves
use
anything?
Your brain.
We actually have so much education, we don't want any of it.
It's like, just infuriating.
It's actually the craziest
it's
thing.
It's so fucking disgusting. It's just like, it feels like really spitting on the history in this country about like how privileged people just get to fucking
oh my god
phone it in.
And also too, you know? Like for every couple doing this fuck ass shit, then there's like a gay couple who can't
who has to try three times as hard to have a baby in the first
literally.
Place.
Meanwhile, these people are out here popping them out by accident
and then
teaching them in the bar
to
next
read.
To the pigs probably in class together.
Literally.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yes. And the government is like, thumbs up to you.
Good job.
But fuck you guys, because you guys wanted to adopt a baby as a loving queer couple and send them to school and teach them the right things and provide them with all of the opportunities.
Yeah. You don't get to be parents.
Because we have a suspicion about what your genitals are. Fuck you guys.
Also, it's this. I'm so tired of the fixation on everyone else's.
I don't even stop. Like with the fixation on everybody's fucking genitals. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Why would you care is the question. Because this is, I think, we're very much in the territory of like every accusation is a confession.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Like when everybody's talking about how like, oh, these people are perverts. All they think about is people's genitals and like, oh, they want to have sex with everybody. And like, really? I just don't understand the fixation with it.
Like,
you know?
Just let people.
Because that's the real thing that's interesting to me is that like, unless you're verifying, like you don't know. And I don't think you need to know.
And you don't need to know.
And so why don't we just like fucking...
It's the thing making people scared of something that never happened.
None of my business. Yes, exactly.
Like...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in an upcoming video about like political propaganda too. It's just very frustrating to me the way that the people who are involved with things like radical unschooling, for example, end up tumbling down this radical alt-right, conservative alt-right pipeline with like... their eyes completely closed, just like eyes wide shut.
not eyes wide open.
And talking about how like they're the enlightened ones and we really know the
free
truth
shit
and all
too,
this stuff.
The free shit. Like you're not free because you're actually just being radicalized by an idea you saw on the internet.
Yes.
That's
designed to turn you into like political
to be a fucking
fodder.
Sheep, to actually be a sheep. So you're like... actually, in the other way, the most unfree.
Yes.
Like, you are, there's no free thinking thought because you have no critical thinking skills.
That's the thing, too, is that, like,
they're
the whole
so
cliche
stupid.
Of, like, knowledge and, like, freedom and truth and all of those things, like, knowledge really is power. Like, it's a cliche, but it's true.
Well,
like, being able to access the truth about something really is a powerful weapon to arm oneself with, you know? Being able to discern misinformation and disinformation from the truth is a really important skill. I don't understand like the fix, especially because these are the people that yam on and on about like America and patriotism and freedom and like eagle screech and all this stuff, but like don't want to learn how to read. Hello?
What?
How do you think you're going to access the world?
Through videos on Reels.
It's maddening. It's maddening. And it honestly just makes me sad. It makes me sad to look too closely at because it really is just like political cannon fodder.
It's crazy, you know?
And I want to say like, how could you not know? But when you are convinced that teaching your child not to read is the move, then of course you don't know.
Because also it's the thing too, because we're so worried about everyone else. But then like, meanwhile, because also I'm like, like ultimately, like I don't really give a shit, but also it's just the like, you're making like hateful little gremlins.
Yes.
Who are just stupid.
Who have guns.
And mad.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck? They're going to grow up and have access to guns.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
Love it.
Love that for us. This was a really fun-filled and hopeful podcast.
You're probably feeling really optimistic about the state of things, I'm sure.
I guess the thing that does make me feel a little bit better about it is that there are people who are talking about it, you know? I think...
What if we make fun of them like we did the Fundies into oblivion?
And then their internet fame fades into obscurity? Let's hope so.
It may have worked before.
I will say small little bit of hope that I've had recently.
Where's yours? Where are you keeping yours?
In my pocket.
I don't think mine's in my body.
Yeah.
I think it's in our...
Well, I have an extra pouch that you don't, so...
Perks.
Yeah, spoilers. Perks. Now everybody knows what my genitals are. what?
Your genitals are hope?
No, was making a joke because you said, where are you keeping your hope? And I said, I have an extra pocket. I was referring to my vagine.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, and I said, spoiler, now everybody knows what my genitals are.
I used to have one when I was a baby.
That's true. When you were like a really developing fetus.
When I was developing.
Yeah.
I like to think I had one for a little while.
Probably. I think so.
Because everyone starts out with one, or is it the other way?
I think every fetus starts out as a female. Like all little developing embryos are female embryos. And then I think they develop a penis.
Oh, we'll have to double check that. But we know how to read, so we'll be able to actually look that up.
Yeah. Anyways, my little bit of hope right now is seeing how activated people are in terms of like public discourse and stuff, and like people who are wanting to be critical thinkers and be curious and share information with each other. It seems like that has our current state of affairs has really like sparked a fire under a lot of bums to be organizing and being in community and sharing knowledge with each other and making things more accessible, which I think honestly is like the beauty of the human nature, like the human race.
You do love that shit. You do eat that
shit
up.
I do, because it's like an innate thing that we've done for centuries, for eons. Like our inclination is to lean toward each other during times of crisis, which is a really beautiful thing. And I think seeing people share knowledge and try to remove like paywalls from things and to like not gatekeep things. Like it's just a very powerful sentiment about how committed we are to trying to care for one another. That's nice.
I agree with that.
I think that's nice, you know?
I was just thinking, think how nice it would be if we didn't have to constantly...
It would be nice if we could do that less often. Like if we could have greater periods of rest in between the like crisis leaning towards each other, that would be great.
Yeah.
So if we could do something about that, that would be awesome.
Doubtful, but that would be awesome.
Stop it. Let's talk about some wrecks.
You got me started on BoJack.
I am loving BoJack Horseman. Listen, I didn't think that I would like it at all.
I love the cast.
I refused to watch it for a really long time. I actually didn't even realize it was Will Arnett until you said something.
Are you kidding me?
I like knew vaguely who that was, or like
we love Joe.
I like recognized the name or the voice, but I was like,
and Aaron Paul. I actually really like Aaron Paul.
I didn't realize Todd was Aaron Paul. I didn't clock that at all.
He has such a specific voice. Yo, Mr. White, we gotta cook.
This is Todd. I don't know.
Or actually, it's Jesse. We gotta cook.
Yeah,
I'm a horrible.
I know you'd be such a good voice actor.
I would not.
But no, I'm really enjoying it. It's like surprisingly poignant at
times. I have a good laugh out loud. I do have a good laugh.
It's funny, but then there are moments where it like punches you in the gut. There's a couple of episodes I'm really excited for you to see.
Oh boy.
That have just been like very emotional.
Yeah. It's not exactly I just have trouble with the anti-hero.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's hard.
I find myself repeatedly rooting for BoJack to like get better. And then I'm like, Mickey, he's not gonna.
No.
That's the whole premise
of
the
Diane
show,
and
babe.
Princess Caroline.
Oh, I love Princess Caroline.
Love Princess Caroline. I love all the little animal references and stuff that they do.
Yes. I also love Diane, honestly. Hate Mr. Peanut Butter.
I still like Mr. Peanut Butter's a fake-ass bitch, I think. But otherwise, I
hate Mr. Peanut Butter.
I don't
proud to say I've hated Mr.
him.
Peanut Butter from the first episode.
That's crazy that you made such a strong, but I'm the same way a
That's
lot
my
of times
thing.
Too.
I know.
I'm the same
Mr.
way.
Mr. I'm a hater or a hating ass in recovery. The fuck?
Not in recovery. I've long since.
Yeah.
Long since.
I also have a confession to make. I have something I need to come clean to you guys about.
Do I know about this?
Yes.
What is it?
I, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Recently have become victim.
Oh, no.
to the trend that's sweeping the nation right now. I tried a dirty soda and I kind of liked it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think we were going to tell people about that.
We tried a dirty Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
It was pretty good.
Why was it so good though?
Yo, you Mormons. I think it's weird. You guys are judgy, so I don't care. But I think it's fucking weird you guys are pounding so much soda.
That's weird.
But also.
At 8 a.m.? Get it together.
The cream and the soda was.
But as a nice little sweet treat with my Taco Bell.
It was kind of good.
Blast. It was kind of good. Oh, I liked it.
I don't want to like it.
I know. I wish I didn't like it.
I also feel like a fucking child.
Being hey, like, can I have a dirty soda? Can we call it anything else? Truly anything else.
A cream. It's a cream soda.
Yes. Just a cream Baja Blast.
I will say the initial, like the cream in the soda, mm-hmm. visually.
Not good.
Not my fave.
It looks like dirty soap water.
It does look like
especially
dirty soap water.
Especially Baja Blast because of the coloring in it. It's not good.
Did your mother ever wash your mouth out with soap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? What'd you yeah. say?
Oh, I don't know.
What did I say? I remember it vividly.
Yeah. I don't think I remember mine that vividly. I've blocked out a lot of the traumatic
understandably
things from my childhood.
Understandably so. Yeah.
There's a few that stick out, but I don't think the soap one. I know for a fact that she did because I remember it was an Irish Spring soap bar.
Apparently Irish Spring. Can we get some?
Oh, my God. That's another
here.
Wreck.
Can we get some episode here? But we need to know. Does this work?
I am in the cleaning tips subreddit. I've been trying to fill my brain, like my free time.
With anything else.
My brain free time that I need social media. I've been on Reddit in very specific subreddits. Don't start with me. Like the cleaning tips subreddit. and apparently it's kind of a meme, I think. But the Irish Spring 5-in-1 liquid body wash is actually apparently really good at cleaning things. I think, okay, so I got some of the lore behind this.
It said hair dye.
What happened is somebody posted a picture of their Irish Spring 5-in-1 body wash that had kind of like leaked a little bit, right, in their shower. Their shower was disgusting. No judgment, but it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
And where the Irish Spring had leaked down the side of the tub, completely clean. And they said they hadn't scrubbed it, but then both sides on the other sides of it was like really nasty. So people were like, try cleaning your tub with it, see if it works. And they were like, it works. So then people started using it for like everything.
What is?
I don't know. But apparently it works really good. And if that's the case, somebody said it works on hair dye stains.
Buy some
and if that's the case, I will be trying to get the hair dye out of our shower because our shower is looking rough. Ugh. It's looking like we had a paint party in there at this point.
Not because of me.
No, I think we all know why your shower looks like
that. I just wanted to clarify.
But that's another rec. If you have a tough stain, maybe try using Irish Spring 5-in-1.
Enjoy your veggies and eggs right now while you still can. Yeah,
thanks for bringing the mood down
again.
Damn.
No, that's not a good rec.
Eeyore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Enjoy your bell peppers while you can before they're $15 a pepper.
Yeah. It might already be happening by the time this is happening.
We're kind of laughing about it. We're kind of laughing. Irish Spring clean with it. We don't actually need to do that. We can just... watch next week's episode. That'll be funnier. And then it'll be like, you know.
What other shows have we been watching? All I know is Dan Dan.
And then the show that we were not allowed to say on the pod for some reason that we're watching. We've been watching that show. But otherwise.
You're such a rat.
All right.
Okay, well, now we're going to go with a mystery as our outro.
I love a mystery. It's very...
We love you guys very much.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next episode. Please don't forget to subscribe and do all the things. I'm going to make you wave until I'm done with our outro.
I'll wave. Yeah.
You can leave us 5-star reviews here or on Apple Podcasts because that helps a bunch, apparently. So thank you guys for watching. This was also called We Should Unpack This. I'm Mickey. That's Aaron. We forgot to say that. Love you. Bye.
Bye. I waved the whole time. That's my...